From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading Ghost Squad, Operation Stingray by Bob Casemore. Now let's begin with Chapter 1.
Geez, look at that!
A squad member cried as he strained to get a better view over the shoulders of the two pilots and through the windshield of the cockpit.
You're dropping bombs. Yeah, that was a big one.
Lieutenant Gavin Morris grinned at the odd airborne GI.
Nope, not bombs, Corporal. Shells. They're coming from a battle wagon in Admiral Kincaid's 7th Fleet. Ought to have a camera on them and sound that's up to speed.
The squad leader, Staff Sergeant Jeffrey Montgomery, nodded as he eyed Morris, the squad's platoon leader, a guy who never failed to mention a camera or speak like he was on a soundstage. The blonde, buzz-cut Morris sure looked like a movie star. Well, why not? Gavin Morris was a movie star, an actor who volunteered to serve in the thick of things instead of grinding out recruiting films in Hollywood. A guy who traded film scripts with Robert Young's or Van Johnson's fingerprints on them for a .45 sidearm or a .50-caliber machine gun loaded and ready for business. Jeff was glad to have Morris as a platoon leader. He knew the guy had guts. The steady barrage below sent shockwaves rising high into the cloud-covered, moon-dappled night sky, enough to cause the C-46 to surge upward with no help from its pilot. The twin-engine cargo plane sliced through a break in the clouds. The co-pilot came out from the cockpit and told Jeff, Morris, and the 8 squad members that they were above a narrow stretch of Pacific beach and that, inland, flames blazed through the...